From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Jesse Klein, Cristela Alonso, and Helen Hong. And here again is your host, just two shows away from finally completing NPR's host training program, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill takes a trip to his favorite store, Total Rhyme and More, in our Listener Limerick Challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, though, time for some more questions for you from the week's news. Jesse, new research into lady mice shows that unlike new research into lady mice shows that unlike male mice, they do what?
All the work?
No, yes, obviously.
I'm still recovering from lady mice.
Lady mice.
You couldn't go with micettes, Peter.
Lady mice do something. They've discovered that they do something.
Yeah, it's a difference between the behavior of female mice in a certain species and male mice.
Sacrifice for the good of others? Take responsibility for their actions? I don't know. Give me a hint.
Well, when it happens, Jesse, these lady mice, they tend to put on sweatpants and sit around eating tiny pints of mice cream.
Oh my God.
I just died. Wait, they get like lady mice depressed?
Yeah, they get lady mice depressed because of
the men mice?
Yes, because they get their hearts broken.
What?
It's true.
What?
There's a specific breed of mouse called the California mouse, and they mate for life, or at least that's what he promised at the altar, but it turns out there's some tramp in the hole down the wall he's been tangling whiskers with. Anyway, a new study shows that when a male California mouse loses a partner, they'll instantly go out and find a new one, whereas a female California mouse will wait an average of 10 extra days before getting back out there in the mouse single bars.
She's getting a new hairdo. She's got a haircut, and she's got to like do the Hallmark Channel marathon.
Yeah. How do you help a brokenhearted female mouse get her groove back? What do you say? It's like, I know you're hurt now, but it's better than being glue trapped in a bad relationship. By the way, we have never heard of California Mouse. California Mouse sounds like knockoff Mickey Mouse that doesn't want to get sued by Disney. Helen, this week, Tinder announced a new feature which will double check with users before allowing them to do what?
Before allowing them to DM someone, a potential hottie?
Exactly right.
I wonder how I knew that.
I have no idea, Helen. Specifically, it will ask you to double check, take a second, and think about it before using a terrible pickup line.
Yeah, a lot of unthought out DMing.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the problem. And this is supposed to help with it. The dating app calls their new feature, and this is true, Are You Sure? And it uses, that's what it's called. And it uses, which you gotta like, right? And
oh my
it
God.
Uses AI to sort of scan the pickup lines that you're trying, and it can tell if it's particularly bad.
What? So it won't give you the feature every single time? It just
right.
decides?
Right, the idea is that it actually it can see what you're sending, and if it detects certain like bad ideas, if you will.
Is bad idea a euphemism for picture of a penis?
I am guessing.
What about you up?
Instant triggering.
Are
you up?
Sure.
But imagine being on an app for the first time and you're so nervous. You spend like an hour worrying what you're going to write. As you're going to send it, they're like, yo, you sure about this?
Someone who is an avid dating app user, Cristela, I guarantee you no one is spending an hour picking what they're going to write. Literally no one.
It definitely seems like Are You Sure? The Are You Sure feature should start with the profiles.
I do
it's
love.
Like, really? The picture is you in your sunglasses in front of a gun store? Are you sure?
The company says this feature will help reduce harassment on the app and will help. That's what they say. And will help facilitate more real life connections. The reactions have been great. Like, thanks, Tinder, for teaching that weirdo how to hide his enormous red flags until at least the third date.
Yeah. Cut to a year from now when Tinder's like, well, according to our data, 99.9% of dudes are sure.
Let's get it on. get on.